From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Comedian Michael Richards' racist tirade at a comedy club is still shocking. Yet as startling as it was, the aftermath has been numbingly predictable. After an awkward apology on the David Letterman show, Al Sharpton criticized Richards, and Richards' high-powered publicist arranged an apology to Jesse Jackson. Sharpton and Jackson have become race brokers. If a racial incident occurs, they rush in to express outrage. And then we all return to our perpetual state of denial about race in this country. The Richards outburst has drawn attention to our national anxiety about race. Racism cuts a lot of ways. However, our history has shaped one of the most poisonous forms as racial prejudice against African Americans. I think the country, black, white, and other, is afraid that its racism is like Richards, virulent, boiling just under the surface, and unpredictable. That fear often undermines genuine communication between members of different races. White people are afraid they might say something offensive. Black people are suspicious that white people harbor feelings like Richards. Other groups wonder what all the uneasiness is about. An Oakland filmmaker, Shakti Butler, recently released a documentary with an unusual approach. The film, Mirrors of Privilege, Making Whiteness Visible, explores how racial prejudice hurts and limits white people. A young white woman recounts a childhood experience with her adopted black cousins. She hadn't really focused on the fact they were black until she observed how a new white friend was uncomfortable around her cousins. Tearing up, she described how conflicted she felt. She loved her cousins, and yet she was afraid of losing her friends. This is what Richard should do. He said he's going to get psychiatric help for his anger. He needs to specifically explore his racial attitudes. In our culture of public confession and reality shows, he should share his process with the country. As a nation, we need to engage in a long overdue, painful, and liberating conversation about race. Maybe getting on the shrink's couch is a start. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.